Governor Raimondo began her third State of the State address by describing a Rhode Island success story. A young man named Christopher, who wound up in a state training program after dropping out of CCRI.
Today, Christopher's employed full-time in a good job as a machinist at Greystone Manufacturing. Greystone Manufacturing is a local company that added jobs last year because of our new economic development incentives.
There have been other successes, too, Raimondo says, as Rhode Island's unemployment rate has been cut by more than half since 2009. She says the state is moving ahead by improving its workforce, infrastructure, and business climate.
For the first time in a long time, world-class companies like GE and Johnson & Johnson, they're choosing Rhode Island as a place they want to be, as a place they want to grow. And our local companies like AT Cross and Virgin Pulse and Electric Boat, they're all making a decision to stay here and add jobs here.
Raimondo acknowledges Rhode Island still faces tough challenges like the ongoing opioid crisis and the troubled rollout of the state's costly IT system for administering human service benefits. But the governor's message was that she's making Rhode Island a stronger place. Not coincidentally, Raimondo's State of the State speech came at the midpoint in her term as governor, 2 years before she's expected to begin seeking re-election. For now, Raimondo's speech touched on a series of initiatives in her latest budget proposal. She wants to raise the state's minimum wage to $10.50 an hour, cut the cost of the car tax by at least 30%, and relieve the high cost of a college education.
Tonight, I propose to you that Rhode Island become the first state in America to guarantee 2 free years of college for every Rhode Island student at CCRI, URI, or Rhode Island College.
As you can tell from those cheers, the capacity crowd in the House chamber at the State House greeted Raimondo's State of the State address warmly. But afterwards, House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello was noncommittal on the governor's free tuition proposal.
I've indicated I think it's a laudable goal. We're going to receive it. I haven't seen particulars on it. We're going to send the budget over to our finance committee. They'll vet it. The process will be transparent, open, and the public will weigh in, and we'll see where it goes. I don't have any preconceived notion. We'll let the finance committee vet it.
Mattiello was more specific on the car tax. He's looking for faster action than the governor in reducing the tax, and he wants to eliminate the car tax within 5 years. On the whole, the speaker puts the condition of Rhode Island at
fair to good. We're much better than we were. We're much better than we were before I became speaker and before the governor became governor. We're moving in the right direction.
But if you ask the small Republican minority in the legislature, they describe a darker scenario. House GOP leader Patricia Morgan of West Warwick says Rhode Islanders are still plagued by insecurity about their jobs and their finances.
They are fed up with a broken government, a government that makes their lives harder, a government that takes too much, wastes too much, and refuses to be held accountable to the people who pay the bill. Many have lost hope.
To restore hope, Morgan says, the state should shift its approach from paying incentives that she says bring too few jobs for too much money. Instead, Morgan says, the emphasis should be on cutting regulations and boosting the small businesses that provide most of the jobs in Rhode Island. Republicans hold just 16 of 113 legislative seats, so their influence in the General Assembly is limited. The Democrats who run the legislature will have the next move on the proposals in Governor Raimondo's latest budget. The spending plan will be formally presented to the General Assembly tomorrow. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.